All right, we got NBA playoff action. Three-time NBA All-Star, Team USA Olympian, a Nuggets forward, Carmelo Anthony via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Okay, listen, Kevin Durant, I said this the other day, and people were just killing me, Melo. I said, listen, he's a great scorer, but I'm not going to put him in the class of Melo, Kobe, LeBron, Dwight Howard, D. Wade yet. He's a great scorer. I don't think he's a complete great player. I got killed. Carmelo, you've been on the floor with Kevin Durant. How good is he?
Oh, he's a great player, I think. I think he's coming around. He's, you know, up and coming star in this league. He had a breakout season, you know, this year. You know, the sky's the limit for him. Me personally, I'm a big fan of him.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If I said to you he's one of the top five players in the league, would you agree with that?
I mean, it depends who you're asking. Everybody has their own opinion about who's the top five people in the league. You can ask 10 different people, and you'll have, you know, 10 different top 5 players in the league. So it all depends on who you ask.
When there's two or three series here that are very interesting, there are also some first-round playoff series that won't be great series. I mean, Cleveland's going to take care of Chicago. Who do you like, though, in the San Antonio-Dallas series? Which way do you lean?
I don't know. That's going to be an interesting one. You know, Dallas had a great streak when they was playing well. San Antonio started picking it up towards the end of the season, and they've been playing extremely well basketball. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch, though.
Lakers in Oklahoma City. Lakers have struggled, Carmelo, for the last month. They're a veteran team. Do you believe, and do the Nuggets believe, that once the playoffs start, the Lakers will flip a switch and be great again?
Well, I mean, our concern is not the Lakers right now. Our concern is Utah. So, on our mind, we're not even thinking about the Lakers. Who plays the Lakers? Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so they have to worry about them right now, not us.
You know, you are one of those names, Carmelo. You played at Syracuse, City guy. A lot of people look at you and think, oh, Carmelo's not really a Denver guy. You know, do you think about any of that stuff? Do you big stars, you free agent guys, are you already talking about the future?
No, I'm here today. You know, I only can focus on today. You know, my contract is up in a year, 2 years. So when that comes, then I'll deal with that then. But until then, you know, I'm here in Denver.
George Karl, your head coach, is dealing with some medical issues. You know, obviously George is innately important to your franchise. How difficult has it been since he's been out?
Well, I think just psychologically and emotionally, we know his situation and we feel for him. I know he tell us every day that don't feel sorry for him. He just need our support, but we ain't got no choice but to do that. You know, we see somebody that's so close to us in a situation like that, and we ain't got no choice but to feel, you know, bad about him.
Nuggets are 3-1 against Utah. You've averaged about 34 games against the Jazz this season. They are very difficult to beat in Utah. Over the last 10 years, you can make an argument the Jazz have been the best home team in the NBA. Why?
I have no idea. It is a tough place to go in there and play. I can tell you that. You know, their fans are great. You know, they get into the game. They get into every play, every call. And that makes it exciting. But, you know, anytime we can go in there and try to get a win on the road and win on the road, that makes it that much more fun.
All right. Do you sense any upsets in the first round of the playoffs? Or do you you like the favorites mostly, or do you sense any upsets?
I don't know. That's what the playoffs are for. That's why we watch the game.
All right, Denver takes on the Utah Jazz. Carmelo Anthony via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Game one is Saturday, 10:30 Eastern on ESPN. Carmelo, I saw that Durant won the scoring title. You've always been known as a guy who can score the ball. Does it matter to you? Do scoring titles mean anything?
No, not at all. First of all, I'm happy for, you know, Kevin Durant for getting that, you know, that scoring title. But as far as going out there and my goal is to win a scoring title. Now I know how well I can score the basketball. Everybody know how well I can score the basketball. So that's not really, you know, on my mind. I read a quote that LeBron said is, you know, if he really wanted to, you know, win a scoring title, then he would do it every year. And I feel the same way. But that's not really my motivation.
So if you were totally selfish and all you cared about was scoring, Carmelo, what could you average a night?
I'm probably in the mid 30s.
All right, 35, 30. If LeBron was totally selfish, all he cared about was scoring, what would he score?
Probably the same thing. Probably the same thing.
All right. About 35. Good talk to you, Mel. Good luck to you.
All right.